Be reconciled to your brother, then come and present your offering. Now, this goes to the very extent of pursuing reconciliation, but I think that's essentially what you always have in mind when you forgive someone and when you ask for their forgiveness. I had a conversation like that just a couple of days ago. It was brought to my attention that I had seriously offended someone that I care greatly about and have for a long time. And I called this gentleman, and I asked his forgiveness, because I don't want to be in violation of this command from our Lord and be unfit to worship. And so I asked if he would forgive me those offenses. And in return, he asked if I would forgive him for his offenses. You step out of that situation with a reconciliation. And it isn't first and foremost because you want to have a good relationship with that person. It's first and foremost because you want to have a right relationship with God. No one should draw near to God with the intention to worship Him if there's an unsettled bitterness or grudge with someone else, regardless of whose fault it is. If there's anger or unforgiveness, it needs to be resolved as much as is within your heart. And there are times when you go to someone and you say, I want to make it right, and they don't want to do that. They want to harbor and hold on to their bitterness. But as much as is possible, you seek to express your own heart and seek forgiveness and seek to give forgiveness. Number 9, this too, very practical. Not to forgive is to usurp the authority of God. Not to forgive is to usurp the authority of God. I guess you have to ask yourself, if you're unwilling to forgive, who made you the judge of all the earth? Are you better than God? This is the ultimate ego trip, you know, I think. Anybody that won't forgive has a serious misconception of who they are. You're presuming to take the sword of divine judgment out of God's hand and flail around that same sword as if you had the right to wield it. What audacity. Romans 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Then verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Verse 18. As far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Verse 19. Never take your own revenge, beloved.